brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And live from New York State, Gerald Celente. We're simulcasting the radio show now in the last 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for joining us. We're going to get to your calls in this hour, your questions or comments for Gerald Celente at 1-800-259-9231. He can really comment on any issue. I want to get his future trends for the economy, gold, what he sees future trends with the police state, with war, with provocateur events that he predicted in the last year, what he thinks about the underwear bomber and the fact that he was ushered on the plane. Someone was videotaping him the entire time he was on board the plane. He was on terror list but ordered to be let on. His parents warned the FBI. The fact that they're now saying they want to attack Yemen, and in the months before, massed U.S. troops in Yemen for a new war there, just like Afghanistan. We're going to talk to Gerald Celente about all of that today. Gerald, of course, really doesn't need much of an introduction, but he is the martial artist of trends forecasting. And the purpose of trends forecasting is to provide insights and directions in anticipation of what the future may bring and be prepared for the unexpected. And he, of course, is the founder of Trends Research Institute, one of the top trends researchers in the world. The website is trendsresearch.com. And joining us from his offices in New York State is Gerald Celente. Gerald, good to have you here with us.
Oh, it's always great being on with you, Alex.
Well, we're about to go to break in 3 minutes, but out of the gates, what do you think about the terror scare? Oh, we've all got to be body scanned. We've all got to be prisoners on the planes. We have to keep our hands in our laps, nothing in our laps, no electronics. The government's going to save us.
Well, you know, as you know, we had predicted terror 2010 was going to be an increase. And as the economies continue to decline, they're going to look for more and more excuses to make the people fearful so that our minds go off the bad economy and go on to terror. And government, of course, is going to pretend that they can save us and protect us. And, of course, we all know better. So they're going to use any incident, be it false flag or real, to keep gaining more control. Because as we can see, what's going on here is that Obama is outbushing Bush.
Absolutely. We got a few minutes before we got a break. How is he outbushing Bush?
Well, go to the Patriot Act. They're bringing it to new levels. They've increased the war into Pakistan. Even Bush was hesitant about sending in predator drones into a sovereign country. He's escalated the war into Afghanistan. And now, as most people don't know, and you reported about a couple of weeks ago, under Obama's direction, they've been fighting the Yemen war alongside Saudi Arabia, providing them with intelligence, and ostensibly they've been providing air support and cruise missiles. So he's taking this global war on terror to really spreading it around the globe.
You predicted 2 years ago on this show that they would be going into Africa in a big way. That's now happening.
Yes, and it's very important to watch what's going on in Yemen. Yemen, of course, borders Saudi Arabia. The Saudis are in the middle of a fight there for civil war. Over 100 Saudi soldiers have been killed, many more captured. The point being, if there's a strike on a Saudi oil facility, which is a high probability as this Yemen war expands, all bets are off for the economy. We're going to get hit with an oil shock. Forget this false recovery. It'll go straight toward the greatest depression.
Well, over a year ago here, back in October when they passed the banker takeover bill, you and many other economists we had on said that it would be a sugar high, that real jobs would keep contracting, but big banks, insurance companies, they would announce big profits, which they did. But the real economy's imploding. Now they're admitting the sugar high's wearing off. We'll talk about what's happening with the economy and a lot more as we look at trends into 2010 with the master of trends, Gerald Celente.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the founder and head of the Trends Research Institute, Gerald Celente, joins us via video Skype in this multimedia cast, radio, TV that we're transmitting today. One of the last shows of 2009, 29th day on this Tuesday of December. Okay, Gerald Celente, I want to pick your brain today about the economy, about other trends you see developing, but finishing up with the terror. What is your gut looking at the way they already had troops massed in Yemen? They were gearing up for this. They ushered him on without a passport or ID, past security. Someone was filming him the whole time he was on the plane. People thought that was strange. Looked like some type of drill. His father warned people. He was on the terror list, but that was ignored. On and on and on. And now, oh, we've all got to accept the body scanners. Oh, Obama's got to launch new wars. I mean, if this isn't staged, I tell you, this is the luckiest thing in history for Obama.
Well, again, you know, I don't know. Because there's always the other side of the story. And that is the high level of incompetence from the government. Look who's the Homeland Security Director. Janet Napolitano. Are you kidding me or what? Homeland Security of what? I mean, look at these people. You know who these people are, Alex? Remember in high school and college, the people that wanted to be the class president or the head of the student council, that thought they were smarter than everybody else, and they sucked up and glad-handed and brown-nosed and knew nothing. Well, here they are. They're telling all the rest of us how to think and how to act. You know, is it suspicious? Yes, it is. Is the government totally incompetent? Look at what they're doing. Katrina quality rescue skills. They still have a hole in the ground where 9/11 happened at the World Trade Center. Look at the wars they're prosecuting. The military hasn't won a war since World War II. Oh, I forgot Grenada. They did a great job on that one. So, I mean, you're working with a bunch of incompetents as well. So, yeah, it looks staged also. There could be collusion. But, again, when you put the whole mix together, you know, it makes you wonder.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, in every one of these shoe bombers, you name it, some special security person ushers them with fake IDs or no ID right up onto the plane. And then, meanwhile, I've seen old people who look like they're on the edge of death with oxygen tanks literally being screamed at by TSA. I mean, I won't fly through Houston, George W. Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush Airport, because they literally scream at you like animals, and they've got a bunch of people on power trips literally howling in there. I mean, it is otherworldly how screwed up things are. So I understand what you're talking about the ineptitude. This just fits so much of the past MO we've seen with staged events, and we know they stage things like Gulf of Tonkin and other events.
Of course they have. Remember the Maine. Yeah, I mean, it goes on and on. And the other side of the story, too, who really, do the legislators or the president or the cabinet, they don't care about stepped-up security, what we have to go through. I hate to fly. I try to go nowhere anymore because they have their own private jets. Everything is paved for them. They go to another country. They have military attachés picking them up, carrying their luggage, boarding them on, and taking them where they have to go. So this is just another inconvenience, if you will.
That's right. That's why our military's in 190-something countries, because they're butlers to all these corrupt people in Congress. I was talking to a European Union member of Parliament yesterday, and he pointed out that the European Union bureaucrats are exempt from EU taxes. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I didn't know that. That is incredible.
Well, the whole thing, again, the whole game is incredible. So as we're looking at this terror strike, or the aborted one, we're looking for 9/11 magnitude terror strikes in 2010. And when it happens, just like now, for example, has anybody asked if this guy, why he did it, what provoked him to it? Could it possibly be other than they hate our freedom and liberty? Could it possibly be that he's maybe disgusted with American foreign policy? Could it possibly be the hundreds of thousands of people that have been killed in the decades-long war that America's been waging abroad in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and now in Pakistan? And here's what to worry about. Unlike Iraq and Afghanistan, there are 300,000 approximately Pakistanis living in the U.S. Now, let's just suppose for a moment that you had a family member in the Swat Valley or South or North Waziristan or wherever else, and they've been slaughtered either by a predator drone. Of course, they only do surgical strikes on, quote, suspected terrorists, but they happen to wipe out your family in the meantime. And the Afghan army, again, instigated by the U.S., waging this massive war where there were more refugees in South Waziristan, North Waziristan, and the Swat Valley than since the Rwandan crisis in 1994. You think you'd want to seek revenge? You think you'd have to belong to an organization such as Al-Qaeda? Or you're plenty angry, and now you have the means and the wherewithal of weapons of mass destruction to wreak the havoc that's been wreaked upon you, to do unto others as they have been doing unto you and your family. This is why we're going to see Terror 2010, and when it happens, it'll be the same old story. They hate our freedom and liberty. And one other thing. I love the line. It comes from Obama. It came from Bush. It came from Clinton. It comes from all of them. We're going to hunt down the terrorists. We're going to bring them back to swift justice, or words to that effect. Oh, and we're going to catch every terrorist around. There have been more Elvis sightings than Obama sightings.
Well, expanding on that, if some of this terror occasionally is real, any resistance is dubbed terror. If you hold your arm up when a cop's billy clubbing you, it's now called terrorism. Or if they're about to throw you off the cliff and you try to hold onto the edge, it's nightly news, the greatest terror attack in history. I mean, our media is saying that if Iran is hit and fights back in any way, they're going to be nuked. It's a new form of warfare. We attack you first, and then if you defend yourself, we nuke you and cry on TV and scare our nation of ninnies. But look, the globalists know when they go in and stir up the Muslims that that's going to cause them to strike back. It's like going up and hitting a bee's nest. And then they get to take the American people's freedom. So it's problem, reaction, solution. The elite didn't get in power over being bozos. And on top of it, if these Muslims really are just attacking us because they're mad, don't they know that when they attack, that makes our military come and invade? Don't they know that brings in the wrath?
Well, yes, they do know. What's the reports going out now, however? That there's another report about Israel planning to do a, quote, surgical strike against the Iranian nuclear facility.
That's the other big part. You're right. They're kicking all this off for the police state, getting ready to go into Iran because they know there'll be real terror attacks in this country if Iran is hit. Go ahead.
I want to make this really clear. If anybody attacks Iran, the United States, or Israel, it's the beginning of World War III. These are the Persians, let anyone forget. There are 70 million of them, and they're armed to the teeth. They fought Iraq for 8 years. They didn't give up one inch of territory and lost over 1 million people. Anybody thinks that they're going to beat Iran, well, you know, they're part of the military-industrial complex. Maybe it's not beating them at all. Maybe it's just keep making money for a prolonged war. Because anybody in their right mind knows that they're not going to go down in any way. And this is also important. We keep hearing about, you know, the great Israeli military. Israel lost to Lebanon. They could, like the United States, they could bomb any country into oblivion. But once you hit the ground, it's a different story. So with Iran, nobody's going to be successful attacking Iran internally. Yeah, they could bomb it to oblivion. It's, as I said, it's the beginning of World War III. There's no stopping it. So if Israel goes in, and again, there's those sabers being rattled now in the news. If that happens, we're going to be in for a hellish time in 2010 and probably for the rest of our lives.
Do you believe Israel's going to hit in 2010? I mean, they're openly making noises saying they may go ahead and strike.
I don't believe so, and I could be wrong. I only say that because they've been saying this for a number of years. And I don't know if they're trial balloons to see what kind of response they'll get back from Washington. Because the latest, it's the same story, every administration, for example. Every administration tells Israel, no, you can't build any more housing developments on Palestinian land. You can't do it. Stop. It's against international law. And Israel does it anyway. And they're doing it again. There's just an announcement yesterday for 600 more apartment units. The administration says, no, stop. Israel says, do it. So Israel couldn't be testing the United States to see what their response is. But always remember that the more this country is involved militarily at any level, the less freedoms that we the people have. The worse the economy gets, and we wrote about this over and over again, when this bailout bubble bursts, when all else fails, they have no more financial tricks to deal on the table. The next card they play is war, and that's what we're concerned about. I've said it on your show. I've said it on CNBC. I say it everywhere. When all else fails, governments after governments take the people to war to get their minds off smaller problems.
All right, Gerald Celente, stay there. I want to get directly into your trends forecast for 2010 and beyond. on the economy, on civil unrest, on the police state, on the health care bill, on so much more with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Celente, for more than two decades, has been devastatingly accurate on his trends and forecasts. We're honored to have him here with us today. And, of course, when he's up on screen with us, you can see the URL for his Trends Research Institute website. Gerald Celente, shifting gears now purely into the economy, and of course we know the staged terror and the new wars are about smoke screening that and getting us to rally around the New World Order flag. What else do you see economically coming up in 2010 into 2011?
Crash of 2010. The markets collapsed in March 9th, 2009. The only thing that's happened is the world governments, the central bankers, have flooded the world with money to keep propping up the failing banks and brokerage firms to the tune of about $6 trillion, roughly. But let's look at the real numbers and let's look what's really going on. Iceland, Greece, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Ukraine, Ireland, Spain, Portugal, U.S., U.K., one after another, countries are going under, they're going bankrupt, and they're ready to fail.
And meanwhile, our mainstream media is telling us everything's wonderful, while the big brokerage firms are quietly telling their wealthy investors, hey, you better get ready for a possible total collapse. Now, when are you saying in 2010, because you actually said 2009, when are you saying you're looking for another implosion?
No, what I meant to say is in 2009, the markets collapsed, but they propped them up. In 2010, there's not going to be any more props. The financial props are gone. So now, that's why we're looking for the collapse to happen. The commercial real estate market, bye-bye Dubai, we saw it happen. Oh, it's okay, nothing's wrong. That's what they tried to tell us. That's the canary in the commercial real estate mindshare. You're going to start seeing more and more commercial failures, and they're going to dwarf the subprime problem. There's a story worth reading in today's New York Times. Actually, it's an op-ed piece from a previous story. It's about the Goldman Sachs gang. They have, you know, they always tell us what brilliant, the most brilliant minds. We need to pay a lot of money to get the most brilliant minds in finance. Yeah, the most brilliant minds so they could pull off the most brilliant criminal schemes possible. Here's what they've done. You can't make this stuff up, but they did. They call it a synthetic collateralized debt obligation. A synthetic collateralized debt obligation? What does that mean? Oh, what it means is you invest with us and you're going to be guaranteed to get great returns. So they sucker you in, the Goldman Sachs gang, for you to invest with them. And meanwhile, they're shorting the position, knowing that it's going to fail. It's in black and white.
And again, you and many of other great guests we had said this a year ago. Now it's come out in the five-part series McClatchy newspapers that Goldman Sachs engineered this whole thing to destroy their competition internally. They were betting against housing while telling all their sucker customers to invest in it.
That's right. It would be like you taking out an insurance policy with me, giving me the money, and then me killing you, and then collecting on the policy. That's what they're doing. That's what these great minds that we have to pay all this money to bail them out and to keep them like we're doing with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac on Christmas Eve.
And, of course, it's not really just a bailout. They made money on the way up. This is just their profit on the way down. Go ahead.
Well, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that they did on Christmas Eve. Now the government has guaranteed them unlimited funds to keep the housing scam going. You know, 9 out of 10 mortgages are backed by the government. And what did they do? They gave the CEOs of these companies, what, a $6 million salary? I mean, come on. But they do it on Christmas Eve when nobody's watching. So what we're looking for in 2010 is the collapse. And by the way, when we're looking at the collapse of 2010, we're also looking at the possible breakup of the European Monetary Union. So, for example, I spoke about Greece and Portugal and Ireland and Spain. Greece, for example, their budget deficit is 13% greater than their GDP. Under the Economic Monetary Union regulations, it can't exceed 3%. We're going to see one country after another unable to meet that fake number.
Which is what the EU was meant to do. Stay there, Gerald Celente. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Don't going back to no Gerald Celente here in just a moment. I want to remind you we have some of the best deals on books, videos, Patriot apparel that is a great way to meet like-minded people out there. Available at Infowars.com. And your purchase of the books and videos also makes this radio/TV show possible. I want to thank all of you for your support. We have some deals running for just a few weeks more, the holiday specials from Christmas, where you can get Fall of the Republic and a free Don't Tread on Me or Obama Joker t-shirt. Have some other variants of those shirts up there on the site. You can still get 5 months free. We always do this in the month of December when signing up at PrisonPlanet.tv. We can also watch the live/TV show, 15 cents a day, or get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, some of the sponsors that make this radio show possible are the great folks at Ecuador Central. Ecuador Central believes we all have a duty to protect our families and our wealth. If you're considering a new life somewhere else or want a second home outside the U.S., or if you want an interest in a growing economy, EcuadorCentral.com can help you. Ecuador is a country with friendly people, good food, and great weather all year round, where you can live better for a lot less. Visit them at EcuadorCentral.com, spelled Ecuador, HeadQuarterCentral.com. At HeadQuarterCentral.com, you will find properties for sale or for rent, as well as free information that will help you get started now. So check out www.EcuadorCentral.com. That's spelled ECUADORCentral.com. Okay, going back to Gerald Celente of the TrendsResearch.com, the Trends Research Institute, and we are going over a bunch of different issues with him. He was talking about, and again, I got to hand it to Gerald. I remember him saying about 6 months ago, look at Europe perhaps breaking up. It's going to be so bad, and our government's going to have peaceful revolution, and you know, it's over for them, and then, you know, by 2012. And then I started seeing mainstream news articles. I saw one last week saying Greece and others may go under, may bring down the European Union. My issue is the European Union wants them deep in debt, wants them under those controls. So I think they'll just refinance the deals with them. But continuing, Gerald Celente, with what you see happening on the economy, then domestically here.
As the economy goes down, we're going to start seeing, of course, nothing goes straight down or up or down. But we're still very bullish on gold prices. We believe gold 2000. What's happened is that as Greece and Eastern Europe has been going under, and of course, Sweden, Austria, the rest have been financing it, what they're doing is people are bailing out of the euro and then going into the dollar. Well, that's like jumping out of one sinking ship and then jumping into the other sinking ship. So temporarily, we're going to have it look as though the dollar's rebounding. But this is very important in putting all the pieces together. With a high probability of when terror strikes in 2010, go back to what they did in 2001. They closed down Wall Street. If you had certificates of deposit like I did and tried to get them out of the bank like I did, they wouldn't give them to me because Wall Street was closed and they said CDs are financial instruments traded on the street. Now, what they will do this time, because the economy is in much worse shape than back then, we believe they'll call a bank holiday. They'll close the banks. That also means that when they reopen, there's a very good probability that your money will be devalued. As you well know, Alex, what they did when FDR closed the banks, repatriated the gold. They had gold was sell. They made them sell it to, back to the government at $20, $67 an ounce, and then they repegged it, what was it, $35 an ounce. So you lost 40% of your value. Your money was devalued. That's the kind of thing we fear now. A financial crisis is looming. Terrorism is in the wings. When it happens, they will close down the financial system. ATMs will close down. You will only be able to get a certain amount of money back like they did in Argentina and other failing countries. And when you get your money back, it'll be worth a fraction of what it used to be worth. That's what we're concerned about.
And again, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, just to back you up, he said a month and a half ago, when gold was at an all-time high of $1,200-plus, he said, look for the carry trade that's been reversed. Before it went to Asia, now it goes to America. Look for that to unwind in the new year, in December into January, and for a few months, the dollar's going to go up. Then it's going to dive down again, and that is coming to pass. Is that basically what you're saying, Gerald?
That's precisely it. And again, it's going to just a short-time readjustment. But the fact of the matter is, and this is the point, none of the currencies are worth the paper they're printed on. The European central banks have been flooding the marketplace with cheap money, and now they're starting to repatriate it. Here's the way the deal works. A commercial bank goes to the central bank, and they put up collateralized debt. And then the central banks loan the money on the collateral that they gave them. The collateral isn't worth anything. It's junk. It's toxic assets. It's Dubai value. So now when they start repatriating, there's nothing there to repatriate in terms of unwinding their positions. So the big collapse will happen, we believe, around springtime. It happened again with the dot-com crash around the same time. We're looking for around the same time of unwinding this spring. It can happen earlier because there are wild cards that no one can see. And the wild card to keep watching is going to be Terra. Terra is back in style. Look for the orange alerts, the yellow alerts. Look for every kind of makeup alert that they could make up. And Napolitano will be out there, Homeland Security, saying that the situation is under control. I can't believe they came up with such an unbelievable character.
That's right. And we also have all these different governments saying 300 suicide bombers on planes, thousands of white Al-Qaeda. The militias have linked up with Al-Qaeda. Now, that clearly is staged. And we got the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that stated the real Homeland Security system is set up for veterans, gun owners, patriots, the American people revolting against Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan that have been robbing us. Can you speak to that, to them trying to use the terror card against the American people, and to what you see on the revolt end that you said you've seen coming up in 2012?
We see the revolt really gaining steam because there's not going to be any recovery. Unemployment numbers are terrible, and we know they're fudging the numbers, and that's not... This isn't made up, by the way. Just look at the facts. The third quarter GDP reports, 2009, it came in 3.5%. The stock market was, jubilant. They just rose and kept going higher. Well, then they readjusted. Well, it wasn't 3.5. It was 2.8. All right. Then they readjusted it one more once, down to 2.2. As you well know, they're cooking the unemployment numbers as well. The real unemployment rate with long-term unemployed, discouraged, part-time, we're looking at 20%. When winter sets in, remember, you're going to start seeing a big increase in unemployment as the temporary jobs that were created during the holidays start to disappear. And then look behind the numbers of what kind of jobs are being created. Hey, you want a job in home health care? How about a personal home health aide? There's a job for $8.20 an hour waiting for you. Want to stock shelves at Walmart's? You have that four-year college degree. Let's put it to use.
Well, they already reported this is the worst Christmas sales since 1979.
Well, again, this is what we're looking at. The jobs that are being created, even when they're pumping the numbers up, the jobs aren't worth anything. So we're going to – and then, oh, by the way, this is another big one. All these kids with college degrees that their parents said that it could be anything they wanted to be, they have nothing. They're going nowhere. It's a dead end. So now you're putting all this together. You're seeing the beginning of the Second American Revolution. It's underway. It happened with the Tea Parties, the tax protests, the 4th of July demonstrations, the town hall meeting revolts, the people going to march on Washington against big government. Of course, it's being hijacked by different elements out there, but nonetheless, it's still moving forward. So as we're looking at the economy going down, we're looking at the revolution going up, and then we're looking at terrorism. The government knows they're losing control. When they lose control, they tighten the screws, and that's what we're going to see. The screws are going to be tightened in the name of terror.
But how does that play out? I mean, reading a trends forecaster, which I really respect, you're believing it's not going to work. It'll take a few years, but by them showing their hand, that this is the beginning of the end of this group of corporate criminals?
That's the way we look at it now. However, if the wild card goes as wild as starting a war with Iran, then all bets are off because they will keep us in the state of perpetual war. Look, they're keeping us in war now, even though we're in Iraq are bogus. We were told there were weapons of mass destruction. We were told there were ties to Al-Qaeda, and they weren't there. We're still there. So if there's a real war with Iran, a major war, then our forecast changes. And again, we can't predict the wild cards.
And again, they just put out a new fake report saying Iran had nukes. That's now been proven to be fraudulent. They're trying the same playbook. Gerald, I want to go to calls here, but I wanted to ask you this question. I'm sure you saw the Bloomberg article a few weeks ago where Goldman Sachs is arming its employees against the citizens and expect lynch mobs, literally the villagers with pitchforks, to come. Again, they're criminals that have committed these crimes. They can't believe that we're putting up with it. They know they're criminal. They know they've been bad. Can you speak to that?
Well, look, listen to Lloyd Blankfein, the head of the Goldman Sachs gang. He has the nerve to say he's doing God's work. I mean, you know, these people are delusional in a lot of ways. Yeah, they know we're after, the people are after them. One of the trends we wrote about a year ago, it was off with their heads. We saw this coming. Yeah, they know they're in trouble. And so is, by the way, the whole government is in trouble. They're so disconnected. And of course they're disconnected.
Exactly. Even the Democrats on the grassroots, even the chairman of the party, is against this health care bill that raises your taxes and cuts your benefits for the insurance companies who wrote it. The Democrats have now read it, and they don't care if Republicans and Democrats don't want it. Some polls as high as 75% against. They're still going to pass it.
And they did the same thing with TARP. They do the same thing with everything. They cannot gauge the anger of the people because they are living privileged lives. Off with their heads came about because of the same reason. Let them eat cake. Give them a health insurance policy. It's the same thing. They don't have a clue of the anger and the real frustration because, and I say this over and over again, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it, and they're going to start to lose it.
But if people are losing it and they start World War III and set up the draft, which they've been getting ready for, and run all these patriotic ads about Al-Qaeda hit us again today, they blew up the Washington Monument last month, you know, we've got to arrest your neighbors, they were criticizing the war. If everybody knows the government's criminal and robbed them, they're not going to buy this, and it's going to blow up even worse if they start World War III.
Not necessarily. You know, people get very fearful, particularly the gutless. And they, people actually believe that George Bush was going to come ride in on the white horse and save them. Remember, he was going to hunt down bin Laden and bring him back dead or alive. How can you get away with such a cheap trick? So the point is, you get away with a lot. So if they bring this war to levels beyond what we could ever imagine, they'll be in full control. The flags will be waving, the yellow ribbons will be out there, and it'll be the same lines over and over again.
But the lines are so sophomoric. I mean, it's just...
Again, they believe George Bush. I mean, how bad could you get after 8 years of Bush? Mussolini could have been elected into office, and they brought in Obama. They believe this song and dance. I mean, how could any? It's the presidential reality show. Yeah, he shoots great hoops, and Michelle does the hula hoop. I mean, how could you get more sophomoric than that?
And they'll give us some new idiot in 3 years, some new fad.
Well, if we don't have a new third party, but we're forecasting the emergence of a new third party in 2012. And then, by the way, I made my reputation part of it back in 1988 when I had predicted in one of my books, Trend Tracking, that there'd be a new third party and someone like Ross Perot would be that kind of person.
You even said his name.
Yeah. I even wrote the name for some strange reason. And the same situation is available now. And with the Internet, what we're doing right now is just the beginning. And it really starts to change now because of technology. Now people only watch about 2 minutes on the small screen a day, but they're watching 6 hours on the wide screen. Very soon, it's now, you could plug in from the small screen and have it broadcast widescreen. We're going to see new news divisions, new news networks, new entertainment networks, media based from the Internet.
Well, that's what Fox News has already created, sites that look like Prison Planet and InfoWars, and they admit they're trying to doppelgang what I do. But
they're not you, and they'll never be you. You can't copy you. But we're going to see new news. People are going to tune into an Internet candidate. They're more independent.
But listen, I agree with you, Gerald, and I want to take a few calls here, but let me ask you this. They have the fake neocon has they have hijacked the rebellion, but if they ride the peaceful third party into a rat hole, that will only make it explode even bigger the next year.
It may not happen because of the, again, there's so many wild cards. What if we don't have net neutrality anymore? Then our forecasts are off. And by the way, Australia is now trying to pass legislation that will put them in the same league as China. So
they say that. They say it's Chinese style. That's their quote. Gerald, I'm skipping this break for stations. It's a network break, so we can skip it. I want to talk to Andrea, Frank, Wayne, Josh, and Joe. Guys, have your quick questions ready. But I want to ask you, any other quick trends for 2010 and forward you want to drop on us, Gerald Celente?
Survivalism. And it's not going to the hills with AK-47s or cans of pork and beans. It's at every level. Be prepared for the worst. You always could pull back from it. I'm most concerned about Terror 2010, the prospects of calling bank holidays, not being able to get your money, and it having devalued.
Absolutely. Let's take a call. Andrea in South Carolina, you're on the air with Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster. Go ahead.
It is certainly my honor.
Andre, excuse me.
Yeah,
I'm reading way across the room. Go ahead.
I hear you, man. I wanted to thank you for waking me up 4 years ago, member of 9/11 Truth. My question is this. When we look at this disgusting terror attack, perpetrated false flag operation against the American people, can we look at the put options put on Delta Airlines? Because I checked the stocks last night, and they've dropped off 25% at least. So I think these people are so greedy that they bet against Delta, and that will give us their fingerprint. What do you guys think?
Well, of course they're greedy. They'll do anything. They'll sell their mother. Hey, look what Goldman Sachs does, is they get you to buy things that they're shorting. So, yeah, I don't put anything past anybody.
Absolutely. I'm just hoping that if we can get that information out, the actual people who are profiting from this attack, that we can stir up the revolution that we need, man. We got to get these people out of here. Thank you, Alex, and thank you, Gerald.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Andre, I got to move that screen closer. It's like way across the room. Let's talk to Frank in Ohio. Frank, you're on the air.
Hey, God bless, ex-non-vet. People are being too myopic and looking at stocks and things. I want them to envision and put a map. Most people don't even realize that Yemen is down at the south end of Saudi Arabia. And I want people to understand that this is a new world order global race and bid for power and power over the peoples and lands of places like Africa.
And, well, it's that key port there right across from Africa.
Well, the bid to take over the areas, the Red Sea, the Gulf of Oman, the Arabian Sea. So this is divvying up what Moscow and Beijing must be laughing their backside off and drinking toast as our own Congress and FBI and CIA destroy, and Homeland Security destroy constitutional rights and Bill of Rights, and watch us just implode on ourselves like feeding frenzy on piranha.
Yeah, we are totally discredited worldwide. Everybody tried to give us a break with Obama. Now they're finding out he's even worse, and they give him a peace prize to make it a joke. Isn't this really the globalists setting America up as the bad guy, Gerald Celente?
I just spoke to a Russian correspondent that one of their colleagues attended the G20 meeting in Pittsburgh. They could not believe the amount of police control going on. It made them feel as though they lived in the most democratic society in the world compared to what they saw in Pittsburgh. This is coming from a Russian. So that's how bad it is over
here. Yeah, they're testing our police. They had cops looking for people outside during the day, and old women would walk out with bags out of a shop and go, "Officer, I just bought something," and they would release a dog on them. I mean, how did they turn the cops into demons?
Exactly, and this is what the Russians are saying, that it's they can't believe this is happening in America. Now, the other thing that Frank mentioned is where Yemen is, bordering Saudi Arabia, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
And now they're also, remember the coal. The USS Cole was blown up.
It got bombed in Aden. Yeah.
Now, 25% of the world's oil moves through the straits in that area. So if we have a terrorist strike, and again, Saudi Arabia, the U.S., the Yemen government are all involved in this. There's a civil war going on there. It's their second in 15 years, rebellions in the north, in the south, religious, tribal. It's a mess. And what they're doing, and there's absolutely no evidence, even coming from the Saudis saying there's no evidence, they're blaming it on Iran. So put the pieces together.
I just wanted to point out, if people put the map out and this power under the guise of terrorism, watching our poor American and blessed American military boys and girls going into country without declarations of war, we're going to do a power grab in Iraq and on the other side on Afghanistan and then run into Pakistan. So we do see the globalists in there dividing up and conquering and taking over. And
they've got a fake leftist in there to sell the left on going along with a warmonger worse than George Bush.
And putting climate control and taxes, national taxes, on that, we can see how it's a power grab from both the American industrialist and using our boys and girls and military to do a power grab around the world, and it's like...
No, that's exactly what's happening, Frank. I appreciate your call. And they think once they get us in these wars, we'll be like, yeah, we got to win the football game. We can't cut and run. In closing, Gerald Celente, people can subscribe to your great Trends Forecasting Journal at trendsresearch.com. We have links to that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Of course, you are a big part of the Obama deception and my new film, Fall of the Republic. In closing, I wanted to ask you, if you've seen Fall of the Republic, I think we mailed you one. I'm asking this, out on a limb here, and what you thought of that and the Obama
deception. I think it's great. I think your movies are terrific. I get terrific comments from them. I encourage everybody to watch them. And you're doing what few people do, and I applaud you for the brave stand you take. And I also want to mention, we know how difficult it is out there for everyone. And what we're doing, there's a discount request button. We try to make the Trends Journal available to everybody at any price they could afford. So please let us know. And Alex, keep up the great work. The feedback that we're getting from your CDs, the Obama deception and the Fall of the Republic, day after day we get them thanking you and thanking me and thanking all of those that participated on it for doing our part and giving people the courage to also step forward and to do their part, because that's the only way it's going to change.
Well, I think there's no doubt at the end of the day, we're in a fight for our liberties, a fight for our freedoms. There's a global corporate takeover taking place. It uses all these boogeymen to get us to acquiesce to tyranny. But thanks to you and many others telling the truth, there is an awakening happening. And I think time and history and the truth is on our side, Gerald Celente. I think in the end, we're going to beat these people.
We either beat them or we go under. And I'm not for going under. So I say, let's win.
Gerald, thank you so much for talking to us. We'll talk to you next year, my friend.
All right, Happy New Year.
You too. There goes Gerald Celente. We have our special guest coming up in the next segment, in the next hour, fourth and final hour, straight ahead, right here on the one, the only, GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.